From the Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall, this is RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call, an event to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of the Greater Lehigh Valley Area. Good evening and welcome, everyone. I'm Chris Michael. Glad you could be here with us tonight. We have a very special show lined up, our All-Star Football Players and Coaches Show. We're going to be talking about a great fall from this past year with some outstanding highlights and some great individuals talking about last year's season, and also previewing this year's Lehigh Valley All-Star Game that will be taking place next month in Nazareth. But we'll start with the introductions. We have a lot of guests to get to throughout the program and the next 60 minutes tonight. If you're in the Whitehall area, or you can come out here before midnight tonight, just come on down, have some great food, some great drinks, and make sure you let the host and the waiter and waitress know when you arrive you're here for the RCN Sports Talk event, and 10% of your total bill tonight will go to the great charity tonight. We have our special guest here at the main desk for our first segment. We have our all-star football coaches and the coaches from Palisades and Lehigh, respectively, Mr. Kevin Ronalds and Tom McCarroll, and we're joined the first segment by two outstanding players, Jaden Vasquez from Liberty and Phil D'Angelo from Northwestern. Gentlemen, thanks for coming out here on a gorgeous evening and supporting a local charity.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
It's great to talk football when it's 85 degrees out. The sun's in our eyes. We're all sweating here. But it's always fun to talk high school football. And I want to look back to some outstanding 2017 years. You guys were reminiscing a bit because you both had great seasons. You faced each other in the fall. And it just seems like it was a few weeks ago you guys were playing. But what are some of your memories from last year and, of course, playing against each other in a big game?
Well, I know we've run into each other a few times since then, and just a couple times this week now. And we were just talking about it. I mentioned how I can't even watch that game yet, and we actually ended up winning it. But I can't even. We gave up 42 points and a lot of yards, and it was not like us. Because I run a defense, I have a hard time. I've tried putting it on and watching. I can't get very far before I have to stop. You know, but it was a great game. I still run into a lot of people who don't have anything to do with Lehigh or Palisades, and they tell me what a great game that was to watch. And coaches at clinics and stuff, they rave about it. And I'm glad everybody had a good time, but it was rough on me.
Yeah, well, first of all, it was two outstanding offenses squaring off.
Yeah,
but,
you know,
it was right around week five. Tom, your team was playing well. Kevin, your team was playing well. And everyone was kind of like, you know, Notre Dame's probably going to be in the mix too, but wouldn't it be great if these two teams, undefeated, would square off against each other? And that's exactly what happened.
Well, I think that, you know, when you talk to people throughout the Valley, and you look back on the district championship games, and there are so many great teams in the Valley, mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but I think if you look at the district championship games, I would probably put ours up against anybody's. And, yeah. You know, you had 12-0 versus 12-0. Can't really, you know, write a better storybook script to that one, and I think it kind of satisfied everybody's, you know, kind of cravings there. And, again, we came up on the short end, but I look back, and I have been able to watch it, and it has been tough. But even just as a spectator, you had to enjoy what you saw that night.
Well, Corey Shearer, your quarterback, who is here tonight, we'll be talking with him later in the program. I was watching him on Huddle the other day. Did he have a touchdown less than 65 yards? I mean, everything was 65, 75, 80 yards.
He was probably as dangerous as any kid, like I said, in District 11 with the ball in his hands. And we had him as our quarterback. And there were some great playmakers. You look at the Big Ticket and you look at some other programs and things along those lines. And Cody Shearer just seemed to be a highlight reel every single Friday night.
Yeah. And, Kevin, we saw your team a number of times, and I know you have a lot of depth, too, but you had some awesome talent coming out of that backfield. Guys that could do a lot of things well, too, not just run the ball, but great speed and great hands.
Yeah, we did. We were fortunate. We were kind of deep in the backfield. You were mentioning Cody Shearer and all those long runs, and I was sitting here thinking to myself, I think half of those long runs were against us. but we were deep with Jared Coletti, who will be playing in the game, and Trey Gretziger, who will be a senior next year, and our quarterback will be a senior. T.J. Rakowski, who's a fullback, who's going to Lehigh, and Jared Clay is going to the Coast Guard Academy. We were in a really fortunate situation with all the depth at running back that we had, and we're able to stay healthy and distribute the ball, and had two guys go over 1,000 yards, and it was great.
Yeah. Well, two guys who are also playing in the All-Star game next month and also had great 2017 years. Jaden, we'll start with you. Liberty, I think it's there's a lot of pressure at Liberty. I worked with Joe Craig for 13 years, and he would always say they're very passionate fans. You had a fun team to watch, though. There's a lot of speed, including yourself there. How fun was it to run that offense last couple years with the Hurricanes?
I played more of the defensive side, but the offense, I know our linemen, we're graduating four of them, and they just put up a wall for our running backs to just go through.
A lot of times you were matched up one-on-one with the other team's fastest player, too. So that wasn't always easy because, you know, as we were talking, you're also on the track team. There's a lot of speed in the Lehigh Valley right now for the track season, but in the fall for football season. A lot of times you drew one-on-one matchups against the opposing team's number one receiver.
Yeah, you had, like, Jahan Dotson, Des Boykin, all those big names going to big places. And those just athletes you have to stick on to make sure they don't score.
And, Phil, you got to clarify something, because half the Valley thinks you're Frank D'Angelo's son or nephew or something like that. There's no relation, right? You even spell it differently, right?
You mean the referee?
Referee, yes.
Yeah, the referee, no relation there. But okay. My older brother is actually Frank D'Angelo as well.
Oh, okay. See, that's where some of the confusion, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, you were one of the Mr. Versatile in the Colonial League, and this was a very interesting year in that there was a lot of players. You know, some years we have, like Wilson a few years ago, had great wide receivers. And Penn Argyle, when they had their success in their state playoff runs, they had a lot of great running backs. But there's a lot of specialty players, a lot of players who could do a lot of things well. And I think you would be right at the top of that category in being very versatile and having a lot of success at Northwestern this year.
Yeah, I mean, from the beginning, Coach always preached playing multiple positions, and that started out in middle school. And he always said that because being at a small school, you got to be able to move pieces around when people are getting hurt and things are getting tough. So since middle school, I've played everything from quarterback to receiver to running back to fullback, and same on the defensive side of the ball, playing all over, playing some backer, some D-back. And so we've been doing that since middle school, so it doesn't feel weird when you get put in that position once you get to high school.
Hey, you're in a tough division, too, in terms of districts and making playoff runs, but you've had a lot of success at Northwest in the last few years. You had some injuries and some issues to overcome, too, but when you look back, you know, to compete at the high level against good teams in the Colonial League and good team for the district playoffs, you got to, you know, have a lot of pride of what you've been able to accomplish individually and as a team at Northwest in the last few years.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been a really great ride for us. My freshman year, I got to be on the same team as my brother. Unfortunately, yeah. I was injured and couldn't play. But still, to be there and share that experience with him was great. And that year, we went to the state playoffs after beating North Schuylkill in the district championship. Yeah. And then more success the rest of the way. We had some ups and downs the past 2 years, a lot of injuries the past 2 years, which have really been tough on us. But overall, it's been the best experience I've had, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
All right, we're going to continue the conversations with these fine gentlemen up here. Mike Joseph, though, is with us, the lead color analyst for high school football in the fall, along with Lafayette College in the fall as well. And Mike is standing by with some more of the great players that played this last year in the Lehigh Valley, who will also be playing next month at the Lehigh Valley All-Star Game in Nazareth. Mike?
Well, thanks a lot, Chris. We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's great to be here. We have some great football players, like you said, tonight. It's been fantastic. We have five players from the Emmaus Hornets. Right next to me, we have Matt Nemus. Nice to have you here, Matt.
Thank you very much for having us.
And we have Joey Barno.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Hey, you know, and you guys had a phenomenal 4 years, obviously, playing at Emmaus. It's been a great job. But you had a great offense and defensive line. I mean, you obviously on the offensive line. Joey, you playing nose guard, having a great career there as well. Matt, tell me a little bit about what you're going to take away, what you're going to miss a little bit about those that kind of that camaraderie that offensive linemen have at Emmaus.
I mean, the main thing I could think of are the coaches. I mean, Coach Grader and Coach Kreischer, they did a great job with us. They took care of us. They taught us a ton. The other thing I'll take away is, I mean, junior and senior year, just the friendships, just working together every day. I mean, all summer, all winter, all fall, I mean, being together every day, and that's something that I'll definitely miss big time once, you know, everyone goes to college and everyone moves away.
Well, that's something offensive linemen way you have. And especially, speaking with you, Joey, on the defensive line, we talked about it earlier, you had Noah Breidinger behind you, you had Mayer behind you. You had a really nice, as they say on defense, strong up the middle. You got to miss playing with those guys, right?
Yeah, that's the thing I'm probably going to miss the most is those guys, you know. You can't, it's just a crazy experience that you go through in high school, you know, going, you know, playing with guys like that. You know, I'm really going to miss it.
Yeah. Tell me about one game now, one game that I remember from this year, the Easton game. I mean, the 30-20 kind of lit it up against them. You played great defense. It's against a good team. What are you going to remember about that game? Tell me maybe about one play you can think about against the Rovers.
Oh, man. I don't know. I get hit in the head a lot, so I can't really remember.
You got hit in the head a lot. How about you, Matt, offensively? I mean, you guys put 30 points up on the board. It was a great win. You've had great success against them. You've had great success against the Parklands, that type of thing. I mean, it's been a great couple of years for you. Coach Faircloth's really brought a different attitude to Emmaus, correct?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he came, I think our sophomore year we won 5-5, and we won the EPC championship game. Sure. So when he came in, I mean, he put us to work pretty hard. And we knew in the long run it would pay off. So we came in every day, just kind of kept our heads down and just went to work. Right. And when that season came, that first season in our junior year, yeah. We just kind of, all that hard work paid off, and we brought that into our senior year knowing that all the hot box beatdowns we used to do, all the stuff pays off,
right?
And it all pays off once the season comes.
Yeah, exactly. Now tell me, you guys are both going to play in the game, and the game coming up, the Lehigh Valley Classic. That's got to be fun. I mean, you're going to play in with guys probably that you didn't like too much, but at the same time, I tell you what, by the end of the time I played in the game, I think by the end of the week or two, you're going to like those guys.
Yeah, I hope so. I think I'm very social. I think I'm very, you know, I'm very loving on the football field. So yeah, I guess we'll see with the friendships and how that goes. You know, I'm very excited.
Now it's going to be about 2 weeks of practice, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 2 weeks, and then you'll go probably. And what's it going to be like to put the pads back on again?
It's going to be awesome. I mean, you wait all summer, all winter, for August just to get double started and everything. I mean, right. The fact that we get to do it in June. Right away. I mean, that's awesome. You can't beat that playing football.
Yeah, you can't beat that at all.
Which is nice.
Playing football any time of year is good. Thank you guys both for having you. Joey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
The talkative Joey Barno.
Yeah, you already know.
And Maddie, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Let's bring two more guys in here. Let's bring in Grant Ritter. Grant's coming in here. We got Austin Kasachin, right? I said that correct, Austin. They just keep getting bigger and bigger over here, Chris. It's unbelievable. Grant, tell me again. Now, we didn't talk much about that, but you got to have the same feelings. You guys had a great team. You had a great team camaraderie. That must have been a lot of fun for you at Emmaus this year.
Yeah, it was really fun just playing with all these guys. We've been playing them since middle school, and having to play a senior year with them, it was great.
Now tell me where you're going to college.
Muhlenberg College.
You're going to play ball there, obviously?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I mean, Muhlenberg, you got a couple guys in your team going to Moravian. That's going to be fun, huh?
Yeah, it'll be interesting playing against them now that I've played with them for so long, but it'll be fun.
And Muhlenberg has an unbelievable tradition since obviously the late Coach Donnelly was there. Coach Donnelly coached me in college. He was a Lafayette defensive back coach, so I know him well. Obviously, you know, God rest his soul. He just did a great job putting Muhlenberg back on the map.
Yeah, he did, and I know the coaches that are coaching now, they want to keep all his traditions going and all the hard work, and it'll all pay off.
Tell me a little bit, Austin, about yourself. Tell me a little bit what you're going to remember about Emmaus, about taking the field. You got a couple more practices coming up, obviously, in this All-Star game, but what does Emmaus mean to you?
We're a pretty good tight brotherhood. I mean, we've been close every practice since I've started as a freshman playing with these guys, and I think that's what I'm going to definitely miss the most is we've always had fun at practice, especially offensive, defensive line. We've always been on our own, but we've kind of that just team bond, can't get rid of it, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to say a name that a lot of people in the Valley know, John Troxell. John's the coach at F&M down at Franklin Marshall. Austin's going down there. That's got to be exciting as well. You're going to play for a legend. He played on ESPN in the 1988 game. John Troxell's a great coach down there.
I'm excited. I've worked, you know, hand in hand with him. I've talked with him. I mean, I love him already, and he's not even my coach yet. So, like, I'm very excited. I'm very excited for the next 4 years.
That's got to be a great time. So you get a couple more practices together. And tell him, what are you going to study when you're at college?
I'm going to be studying biology.
Biology, maybe pre-med type thing, something like that?
We'll see, yep.
See, we talk a little more academics down here. Chris and them talk about football down there. We talk academics. Thank you guys both for being here. Good luck. And you may even see each other on the field, I would think, too. Thanks a lot, Grant. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks, Austin. And now we're going to bring in, we always save the best for last, Chris. We save the quarterback here, Blake Reed. Great to have you here, Blake. Good to see you. I mean, this has got to be exciting. Got five of your buddies here with you. Exciting?
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah. And you're headed to Moravian. So we got a Muhlenberg, we got a Moravian. We guys going to F&M. That's going to be a lot of fun. What are you looking forward to in college?
I'm looking forward to competing against just the competition I grew up with. It'll be a good time.
Now, you had a good, really good senior year throwing the football. You threw for over 1,600 yards, I think, total. You went, and what I saw is you, I think your junior year you had 2 touchdown passes, but your senior year you had 21. I mean, that's phenomenal. Coach Faircloth obviously got his hands on you and did the right thing.
Yeah, he did so. I also was primarily an outside linebacker, but once I came in my senior year as a quarterback, I knew my defensive time would be limited.
Exactly.
So I just adapted, overcame, and just did whatever I had to do to help the team win.
Yeah, and you're going to play outside linebacker at Moravian, correct?
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. What are you going to study at Moravian?
Early education and special education.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. So you're working out right now. You're looking forward to the McDonald's game. That's going to be a lot of fun. Get back on the field again. Put those pads back on.
Yeah, it'll feel good.
It'll feel good. What other sports did you play in high school besides football?
Just football.
Just football. And now, obviously, you're lifting. You don't look like a quarterback. He looks like an outside linebacker here, Chris. But that's got to be exciting for you. What are you going to do this summer? Are you going to get a job? Are you going to work or just kind of work out?
I'm going to work when I can. I'm going to work out as much as I can and just hopefully get my body in shape for college football.
Tell me, before we leave here, we got 1 minute left. Tell me what Emmaus means. I watched you guys, and Gary Laubach and I did probably 10 or 15 year games over the last couple of years. What are you going to remember about Emmaus and that East Penn League?
I'm going to remember growing up with the kids I played with, going out on the field with the kids I played with. I'm going to remember watching the Friday night games and then eventually participating in them, and it's just memories I won't ever forget.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. And some of the things you forget is the next day getting up and going watching films with the guys, getting donuts, getting McDonald's and stuff. That stuff never leaves your memory.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, thank you so much for a couple minutes. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chris, we're having fun here. Back to you.
All right, great job, Mike. And Mike Joseph will be back with even more great All-Star players from this past year and also some representatives that will be playing in the Lehigh Valley All-Star game next month. Here at the main table at Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall, we're joined by Kevin Ronalds and Tom McCarroll, head coaches at Palisades and Lee Heighton. They are the head coaches of the All-Star football game this year. Jaden Vasquez from Liberty and Phil D'Angelo from Northwestern also joining us. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about preparing for the All-Star game versus coaches. Joe Craig would always argue with me when I'd say it's a fun game. He goes, no, the coaches want to win. Winning is most important. That's all that matters. I don't know if he's 100% correct. Winning, obviously, you'd like to do. But how do you approach coaching in an All-Star game?
Well, it's number one, it's a fundraiser, and they make a lot of money. So that's one of the great things about it for a great cause. But we get a bunch of great players. We have fun at practice. So I tell you, I think we have a lot more fun at these practices than during the season. I've done it a number of times. Well, you know, when game day gets here, players are ready to go, and it's really more about them than the coaches. The game is simplified, X's and O's. So we don't have a whole lot to do with it. It's really about the players. But this is definitely a lot more fun to do and a lot less stress than during the season, okay, though, no doubt about it.
Tom, how anxious are you to have some fun and also coach in this
game? Yeah, it's exciting, you know, especially coming from a small community like Lee Heighton and, you know, being able to coach, you know, so many great athletes from the Lehigh Valley who we know is just, there's so much talent down here. So to have that opportunity to, you know, not only coach, you know, great kids, I know they got high football IQs, they're great athletes, great students in the classroom as well. You hear these two guys up here speaking great. And, you know, it's really a privilege. And like Coach said, it's for a great cause too. So we're going to have a lot of fun. But as he said, you know, when game day comes, the competitive juices, I'm sure, are going to flow.
Yep. Jaden, Phil, how are you approaching the All-Star game? And have you suggested any plays? You have a great opportunity here to your coaches here. If you want to run a play featuring you, now's your time to mention it during the commercial breaks. But, Jaden, how excited are you to play in the All-Star game?
Yeah, I'm really excited because I hear all these names in the morning call from schools I never get to play with. Mm-hmm. And now I get to play with most of them here. And it's just a great opportunity seeing everyone else just come together.
Yeah. Phil?
I just think it's a great opportunity to get to play in this game because you're putting a lot of really, really competitive kids that have been playing this sport for a long time and excel at it. And I think when you put that together, it's a good mixture. And it's almost like a preview for a college game because you're playing with a lot better talent all around than you have before.
Yeah. You guys, you and some of your future teammates for the All-Star game were kind of comparing notes, Colonial League, Schuylkill League, EPC, you're all kind of squaring off. And I mean, have you seen a lot of these guys you have never met before? So this is a chance to kind of make some friendships that will probably last well beyond the game. Have you learned anything so far about comparing notes about different teams or players you've seen?
Not much that I didn't already know. Mm-hmm. But I think it's definitely cool to meet all these guys because, as you said, all of us are new here. And, I mean, obviously there's a couple kids from each school normally, but you're still meeting a ton of new kids, making new friends, and I think that's a pretty cool deal.
And guys, you've been a part of the All-Star game. I hear that most frequently, that players who play in the game, the thing they remember most are the relationships, bonds they make, either whether they knew each other before the game or not. But they something happens that's very special at this All-Star game, and it lasts for years well beyond after the game's played.
does. I know I've coached players. Obviously, I don't know, I look forward to it this year, too, getting to know a lot of the guys on the team that I've also read about and watched on TV and getting to know them. But there's a doing it in past years. I've been out in public, out in town, and I run into somebody I coached in the game 5 or 6 years ago, and we immediately see each other, start talking, and they're bonds. They last a long time.
Tom, kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, I think the great thing about kids is, especially in the Lehigh Valley, with such great talent, with such great competitiveness, they follow each other. There's no doubt about it. And like I said, Friday nights, Saturday mornings, they're going to look at the box scores. They're going to look at the scores, maybe who they have next week and so on and so forth. And they're going to know those names, maybe not see the faces, obviously not in the same teams. But now there's an opportunity for them to be on the same side. So they see this great talent. They're talented themselves. So to kind of be there on the same side now for once is always a neat feeling for them.
And Phil and Jaden, before we let you go, what's your plans after high school? I know you have graduation coming up in a couple weeks. Where are you going to be going then?
I plan to go to Fordham University over in the Bronx. Yep. I'm going to be there on scholarship, and I'll be going in business. I picked the school because it's in New York. There's a lot of opportunities going for it. There's a lot of internships you can go with, and a lot of the athletes come out of college with like part-time jobs or just paid internships.
And Phil, your plans?
I'm going to Penn State, University Park, main campus.
Exciting time to be there.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome right now. Getting to cheer that team on. I recently decided against playing football. Just thought it was best for me. But I'll be studying economics out there in the School of Liberal Arts.
All right, well, thanks so much for your time, for coming in. Best of luck in your futures, and have fun playing in the All-Star game next month.
Thank you.
All right, Jaden Vasquez and Phil D'Angelo, joined here by Kevin Reynolds and Tom McCarroll. The head coaches will stay with us here at the main table. We'll bring in some more players. Mike Joseph standing by with some more players as well. As we take our first time out, this is RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Whitehall. Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call. We're live on location at the Buffalo Wild Wings at Whitehall. We're raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of the Greater Lehigh Valley. If you come out here before midnight, make sure you tell your waiter or your waitress that you're here for the fundraiser. 10% of your bill will go to this great, worthwhile organization. So come on out, have some great food, some great drinks, enjoy all the many TV sets they have here, and support a great local charity. And if you're in the Whitehall area, come out and you can catch the second half of the show. We're talking with Lehigh Valley All-Stars about a great season this past year, the preview of the All-Star game next month. That will be played in Nazareth. And a lot of great stories being shared here between the commercial breaks among coaches and players, too. So happy to have everyone out here. We're joined at the main table once again by Kevin Reynolds and Tom McCarroll, head coaches from Palisades and Lehighton. They're going to be coaching at the All-Star game next month. And we're joined by two outstanding Colonial League players, Miguel Hernandez and Mike Kaleri. Two great programs, smaller schools, which you guys, you coaches, can relate to. But Caddy, the running joke when Tom Falzone was there and then Phil Dorn took over a couple years ago was you got to have a great supply of duct tape because the numbers are so small. You just kind of tape yourselves up. You battle injuries. You got arms and limbs hanging out. You just go out there. You tape yourselves up and you just do battle. And I think Salisbury has been kind of the same way with the low numbers. But what's it been like, first of all, for you playing at Caddy and Mike, for you playing at Salisbury?
It's been great playing at Caddy. You know, they have a lot of tradition, which is an awesome thing. They have the Turkey Day game, which is always fun to play in. But it's just a lot of tradition, you know. It's really fun to play with.
And, Mike, I saw Salisbury. I don't get to see Salisbury a whole lot, but I remember last year. And every time I talked to Coach Circo, he and his staff, they're very prepared. You've been in a lot of games. Sometimes you were up against some very tough competition. Oh, I'll ask you about Palisades in a minute. But you had some really good competition in the last couple of years, but you always battled, and you guys were always in many of your ball games. And, of course, a couple of the years that you were playing, you had very good seasons in terms of wins and losses too.
Yeah, you know, it's always been that type of precedent where we come into the week, you know, everyone practices, no matter if they're freshman, sophomore, junior. We're always prepared for everything. All of our younger kids on the team are always ready to step up and fulfill the position that they need to if it comes time and game time. So that way we're always prepared.
I think all four of you can kind of talk about that. In some sports, when you're a smaller school, you can get by playing basketball. No offense to basketball coaches or anything out there. But, I mean, in terms of numbers,
when you get a couple injuries, if you're at a smaller school, I mean, it's not just like in Parkland or Liberty or Easton where you got five quarterbacks and five running backs, you just bring the next person up. You got to really coach and do some mixing and matching when you have injuries.
Yeah, I know. I think of a quote. You reminded me of a quote that I learned actually from my old high school coach, Roy Cortez. He said, real coaching is when you only have two tackles and one of them's limping towards you in the middle of a game. And he's like, now that's real coaching. He's right. Like, you have to be smart. You got to be smart with what you do at practice. And you got to be smart how you use people in games. Because a lot of times in the Colonial League, the team that wins is the team that stays the healthiest throughout the season. So you really have to be smart in practice and in games, trying to keep your people as healthy as possible.
What's it like for you to have success and battle through those tough times when you have a bunch of injuries right in a row?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, a lot of times, especially schools our size, I think they're so similar. You may not have the talent top to bottom as maybe some of the larger schools in the Valley, but, you know, that might be the difference between, you know, winning a championship and not, is your ability to stay healthy. And it could be as much a matter of luck as it is as coaching on our end. Like Coach said, we try to do so much, especially the last half of the season, to really just watch how we prepare, how we push the kids, and you want to try to find that balance between making sure they're prepared physically, but also making sure that they're really healthy for Friday night.
What was it like for you guys playing in the Colonial League? There's always seems to be a lot of great camaraderie. Obviously, during the game, you're out there to try to knock each other's heads off and try to win the game. But it seems like a lot of players, a lot of coaches, they get along before the game and after the game. What was some of your favorite games, and who were the teams that you liked playing against?
It was pretty fun playing in the Colonial League because, you know, you never know what you get, you know. And it's next man up mentality, and you could have a freshman playing. You can start as a freshman and play a lot of games, and you get a lot of experience playing in the Colonial League starting as a freshman, you know, as opposed to other teams that, you know, you probably have to play on a freshman team and then all that. But, yeah, I usually like playing Saugan Valley because they're a very physical team. And, you know, it's always fun playing against a really good defense, very fundamentally sound up there. So it was fun playing them.
Because you played as a freshman, too. You got a lot of varsity experience, too. Did you think that helped you in the long run as opposed to, you know, playing at the lower levels and then having to adjust to varsity?
Absolutely. It helped me, you know, get, like, mentally ready for next years to come, knowing what I was going to see. And it was just getting me really mentally ready for my senior year, which is the most important year.
Mike, who are some of the favorite teams that you had playing?
You know, for me at Salisbury, there's always competition on the field, but I learned to develop friendships with everyone off the field as well. And I think this year I really look forward to playing Palisades. You know, you always look forward to those games where, you know, everyone outside of our program is not necessarily the most confident, but that's what builds confidence amongst teams when you go in, building that confidence within each other to go and play against a harder team, more difficult team. It's definitely brings the team together.
I forget if it was Coach McCarroll or Coach Reynolds was talking about linemen. I think it was the quote from Ray Cortez, Kevin, you mentioned about sometimes when you're out there limping, you got to go out. You were nodding your head quite a bit there. I bet there were some times where you were dinged up a little bit and you had to go out there, not just because you were one of the best linemen in the league this year, but also, you know, you owe it to your team to try to go out there and battle.
Yeah, you know, I just always try to give it my all, no matter, you know, obviously serious injuries, you can't push through them. But, you know, just little bang-ups here and there, you know, I feel like I owe it to my team to keep going on as much as I can.
Pardon me, I know this is a football question, but I got to ask you one basketball question. Because Miguel was in a blog we had a couple weeks ago about one of the most underrated players. I thought you were an underrated player during football season, but what was it like playing with the scoring machine of Isaiah Graves during basketball season? Because you did a lot of blue-collar work and a lot of rebounds and played a lot taller players and a lot bigger players in the paint, but you also got to watch arguably, if not the premier scorer in the Lehigh Valley this year.
It was honestly fun, you know. And sometimes you just, like, step back and just you're like, wow.
Yeah.
With some of the things he does. Because that guy, he does things I've, like, never seen before. And it was honestly just fun to watch.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation with these guys up here. Mike Joseph is standing by with more players to talk some high school football. Mike?
Thanks, Chris. We're back here on the balcony just talking to Cody Scherer. Cody here from Lehighton. Great to have you here today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, he came all the way down from Lehighton just to join us for some wings tonight. But, Cody, it's been a great couple of years for you at Lehighton, some unbelievable ball games. We just talked a little bit. I mean, you had a great season this year. What are you going to take away from a season that ended up 12-1?
Probably just how no one really believed in us before season. And we came in as a team. We came together, worked hard all off season, and we knew that we had to show everyone who we were, and we came out and we had a great season.
Now, you said in your sophomore year you were 11-1, and then your junior year, what was your record?
4-7.
4-7. And then, but then you come back and you have a fantastic year, and you played a little bit of quarterback, but mostly defensive back, right?
Yeah, my sophomore year I started defensive back, a little bit of receiver as well, and then towards my junior year I transitioned to a quarterback, D back, and then this year I played quarterback and outside linebacker. So it was a little transition, but I was willing to do anything for the team.
Okay, and in college you're going to play, tell everybody where you're going to school?
I'm going to Kutztown University.
You're
going to
play DB, right?
Yep, I'm going to be a defensive back, safety.
I just said, if I looked at you, and if you pan out a little, you can see the size of Cody. If they're smart, they get you running down on a kickoff right away, and they get you on the bus, right?
Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to go down there and play right away.
Well, as a freshman, that's what happens. You get a chance, you run down on kickoffs, you show them that you can run, number one, because that's in college football. And you're going to a league with Kutztown and obviously Westchester, and there's some good, good football going on there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the PSAC East and, you know, the whole PSAC conference, really, it's a great conference. You know, you got top-of-the-line competition, and it's going to be awesome to go down there and compete.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and you're one of the few kids going to play football in college from Lehighton. And the thing I find interesting is you're going to play this game in a couple of weeks at Lehigh Valley Classic, and your head coach is going to be your coach, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's the last time I'm going to be able to, you know, play under him, and it's just an honor to be able to do that one more time.
You got
to
tell him to let you play quarterback.
Yeah.
At least play one play, right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll put you right on defense, right? Yeah. Well, it's been a great experience. What are you going to study when you get to Kutztown?
I'm going to be studying business administration, but it's a focus of
Okay, great. So tell me a little bit about what kept this team together this year, the focus that you guys had. I mean, it's not easy. You lost the last game. You can tell everybody out there a little bit about that last game against Palisades. That had to be a little bit of a heartbreaker.
Yeah, it was. I mean, obviously, we were both 12-0 going into that game, but it was a hard-fought game. It was awesome. We were actually down by 20 before the half, and we came back, and we just fought all year, and that's what we were about this year. We just fought every single quarter, every single game, and I was just really proud of the guys.
What was the final score?
I believe it was 42-46.
42-46. Now, what have the seniors at Lehighton, what kind of legacy have they left? If you had a message for those kids, the sophomores and those juniors that got a taste of, what do you think, about 20, 30 wins in 3 years, what kind of legacy do you leave? What do you tell them?
Probably just to work hard. I mean, people are going to doubt you. You just have to go out every single day, work hard, continue to work hard every day at practice, and just don't believe what everyone else is saying. Just go out and do your own thing, and you'll be successful.
About 12-1, but they got a good shot. Thank you so much. Good luck in college.
Thank you.
And we're going to bring in now, we're going to bring in Juan Salas. Everybody knows Juan Salas. Thank you so much. Great to have you here, man. Everybody knows number 6. You got the jersey on. Great to have you.
Great to be here, man.
Yeah, man. Great. Tell me a little bit about how your senior year is finished up. Obviously, that fall was fantastic, but, you know, leaving Parkland, that's got to be a little sad, right?
Yeah, you know, it's sad because, you know, I kind of grew up there. The 4 years I spent there was amazing. Met new people. Fell in love with it. Just, you know, great senior season. Great way to end it. Sad leaving, but glad it happened.
Well, think about it. In 3 years, you played close to 45 games of football in high school, right? I mean, talking about the playoffs, Coach Montzman left a huge impression on you, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did when he took over the program. You know, we weren't even worried about it. We knew, like, this guy was coming in with his plan. He knew he was going to do it. He ran the defense, the same defense. Right. He brought in Coach Kamm. Coach Kamm did a great job.
Unbelievable offensive mind, right?
Yeah, it was unbelievable what they did to make us into what we were senior year.
Right, and there's so many athletes, and I'm a Parkland guy, too. I went to Parkland, but you guys just surrounded, you kept filling it in. It's like next guy up. I mean, yourself, obviously, you had Tyler step up on the outside at wide receiver. You had, obviously, Jahan in the backfield. And then your quarterback, Michael Rush, played fantastic this year.
It's kind of like what they bring in. You know, the freshmen come in, it's the first thing they tell them, you know, is next guy up. Anybody goes down, right, next guy up. It's how football is. You always got to be ready, you know, get ready to take your shot.
Now tell me, did you like, I obviously saw you in the slot, a little bit outside, kind of running the bubble, doing something, speed sweep. What was your favorite thing to do in that offense?
Just basically getting the ball in my hands and doing what I got to do, you know? That's what I like the most. I like playing in slot because it was easy to get the ball in my hands, like the short routes, turning 5-yard hitch into like 20-yard gain, you know, whatever it takes.
20? How about 60?
62, you know? That happens a few. you know, sometimes if you break one, that's a big place you got to take advantage of.
Well, let's turn it over and let's talk about the defensive side, because you were a madman back there. And it was almost like you guys had the competition, like who could knock somebody out or who could lay the wood, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of how we bring. We every day before a game, we know Parkland's kind of known for its defense. And this year at DBs, I felt like we were really close. The chemistry was there. So we kind of competed. I used to tell, like, my buddy Josh or Cole or Hayes, like, Connor, like, who's gonna get the big hit tonight? You know, it's competition all the time between us.
You had some unsung heroes on that team as well, some guys that played backup to Johan in the backfield, yourself and obviously some of the other guys, but you had some guys that just came to work and played, workman type guys, right?
Yeah, it all started in the weight room. Steiner taught us that, you know, the younger you are, it doesn't matter how young you are, whenever you're ready, you gotta step up and take advantage of what you get, you know?
Now tell me where you're gonna go to school.
I'll be playing at Wilkes University.
Okay. And where are they going to put you? Where are they going to put you on the field?
They haven't told me yet. They might say I might play both ways. They might. They're not sure yet. They'll see what happens in the fall.
I was just telling Cody, you run down on a kickoff, do a bunch of different things. You can do it all. So let them. If they want to put you on both sides of the ball, nothing wrong with that, right?
Yeah, just let them do it. I have a blast. I don't mind playing both ways. I did it all through high school and not college.
And it's a chance for even some of the people to get up there and watch you not too far away.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They could just go out there and watch me play, do the same things I did in high school.
Yeah. One of the best players in the Lehigh Valley, Juan Sals. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
it. Appreciate it. Let's bring in Les. Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll go back to you, Chris.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. We'll be back down at your end for more in just a moment. But first, a quick break. This is our All-Star Football Show, talking high school football on RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk, presented by The Morning Call, our special All-Star Football Show, looking back at a great fall a year ago and also previewing next month's All-Star game up in Nazareth. Our special guest this segment, once again, Kevin Ronalds and Tom McCarroll. We're joined by Miguel Hernandez and Mike Kaliri from Caddy and Salisbury, respectively. And, you know, we were talking about how you build memories and you talk and you cross party lines with Colonial League and Schuylkill League and the EPC and so forth. Tom, you were telling me during the break, Miguel ended up playing quarterback, which I didn't know. That's not an easy transition in season. I know you had some injuries at Caddy, but talk about that transition going from wide receiver to quarterback halfway through the year.
Yeah, our quarterback actually went down. I think it was the game before our last game. So we needed actually one win to advance the districts. And we played Northwestern that Friday. And with 30 seconds left, I ran back like an 80-yard interception. So that's one of the great memories I have at Caddy.
You had a lot of great plays, though, too. And you kind of went through an interesting year because you were one of the younger players. Caddy had so much success, probably maybe the greatest teams of all time at Caddy. And that's one of the great things about the Colonial League. Caddy had great years. Wilson going back had years. Penargel, Saucon Valley, Palisades, this was your year. Notre Dame has had some great years recently. It's great to kind of share the wealth a little bit. And, you know, what was it like going through the program? It was a little tough the last couple of years. Your numbers were down and so forth. But what was it like living those years and kind of riding on that great tradition that you came in with?
Yeah, like I said before, with the Colonial League, you really never know what you're going to get. So one year, Saucon will go to the championship. You have Palisades this year that had a phenomenal season. You have Caddy a couple years ago doing great. So it's pretty cool to see, like, everyone share, you know, having good seasons.
And, Mike, what was it like for you? Because there were some very good offensive and defensive linemen this year. Some years, you know, you have a lot of size in the Colonial League. Other years, it's a little bit easier if you're a big guy like you are. But what was it like going head-to-head against some really strong teams this year, especially up front?
Like, the past 3 years that I've been there, we've been fortunate to have a pretty solid offensive-defensive line, and we've really prided ourselves on that, and that's what has driven our team as an offensive line and defensive line should. And just this, looking back at it, I've been able to make it to districts two times at Salisbury, which was really fortunate for us. And just to be a part of those two teams that have made it, it's really special.
All right, Mike Joseph standing by with some more great players, talking about the past season and also looking ahead to next month. Mike?
Well, thank you so much. We stay in the Colonial League, and we're here with Sammy Vieira. Sammy, one of the standout players that Notre Dame had, and they've had a lot of them. You and I were talking about Coach Stambaugh. Let's talk about that right away. I mean, you had an unbelievable career, and you had a chance to be coached with, I think, one of the best coaches in the Valley.
Yeah, I know Coach Stambaugh had a great career himself, and he's well-respected around the Lehigh Valley, like you just said. he taught me and along with my teammates a lot, and he really led us the last 3 years to two district titles, and it's very impressive what he does on a daily basis.
Yeah, now you play tight end, and you played, obviously, linebacker. Now, Notre Dame's known for more the scoring 40 or 50 points, but you got to take a little pride in playing linebacker. You guys had a good defense this year as well.
Yeah, we had a good defense. We had a lot of young players coming back next year, so they should have a good time next year, too. So, yeah, I'm excited to see them play when I come back from college and everything like that.
Yeah, well, one thing I did notice about your team this year is you had a lot of team speed all over the place. Wide receiver, running back, your quarterback, Cole DeFranco. You had a lot of guys that could run, and that's something I looked at. I think Coach Stambaugh looks – if you can't run, you can't get on the field, right?
Yeah. I mean, Coach Stambaugh does a great job using that speed because if you have all that speed and you can't really use it, I mean, there's no need to have his speed. So, like I said, Coach Demo really knows how to get the best out of his players and use what their strengths are to beat our opponent every week.
Right. Now, what do you take away from this year? You were 8-3 this year. You had a good season. Probably not the beginning of the season you guys wanted. I know you lost the game early, and you kind of wish that you would have played that game later in the year, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we lost to Palisades the first game of the year.
First game of the year, right?
By a touchdown or two, and we had a few called back. So maybe, you know, a couple turns when it went our way, it would have been different. But, hey, you can't do anything about that now.
20 years from now, you're going to be like, if we'd have just played him in week 8 or week 9, right?
Yeah, something maybe would have been different. But,
But football has been – at Notre Dame, football's really kind of shaped you, and it's just a great place to get that camaraderie and stuff. You said you kind of grew up through the whole system, went to St. James, and obviously you've been at Notre Dame. Give me like something you're going to remember from that. You obviously played football. What other sports did you play there?
I played basketball my first 2 years, but just mainly football. And I'm just going to take away just kind of changing how everyone looked at football at Notre Dame. When I first got there, our team wasn't too good. And then when Coach Stambaugh came along, we really turned things around and had everybody looking forward to Friday nights. And, you know, that's a big part of football, especially in high school.
You're going to miss, as they call it, the pond, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, where are you? Tell everybody out there where you're going to college.
I will be attending Albright College. I'll be playing football there.
That's going to be unbelievable. Yeah, and we've had so many guys. You're all going to be playing against each other. Sammy, thanks for a couple minutes. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to turn here to our left now. We got Q Vega. Q, we call Q, from Deerup. Q, obviously, you had a great career as well. You've seen a transition at Deerup where all of a sudden – a lot of athletes, and now you're scoring some points there, right? You guys did a great job doing that this year.
Yes, we did. We couldn't do anything without our line and the receivers running the right routes and our coaches calling the plays.
You had some point games at the end of the year where you scored 42, 46. I mean, things were coming around for you, and you played quarterback, right?
Yes, I do. Our halftime performances have been more advanced compared to our first half.
Oh, absolutely.
We just got into the locker room during halftime. We talked it out. We knew what we were going to do next, and then we just...
It's about making those adjustments at halftime and then kind of doing that. Now, you're going to get a chance to play next week in the game. What are you looking forward to? Putting those pads back on again? The last time you probably took them off was sometime in late November, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing a lot of talent. Yeah. A lot of talent that are all going to be on the field at the same time.
Right. And it's different. I mean, it's become – and all-star games are different because, you know, every position there's competition, right?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously just here tonight you got a chance to meet some of the guys that you're going to play with and stuff. And then you're going to tell everybody out there where you're going to attend college.
I'm attending Lycoming College.
Lycoming College. And tell you what, my brother went to Moravia and I know all about Lycoming. You got to be hard-nosed to play at Lycoming. They come to play. They play great defense. You think they'll put you on offense or defense?
I think they'll put me on offense.
On offense, so maybe wide receiver or something like that to play a slot back, or are you going to play quarterback?
I'm going to play quarterback.
You're going to play quarterback. All quarterbacks say the same thing. I played quarterback for 2 days, and they threw me on defense. I still think I was the best quarterback they had. So you're going to play quarterback. Tell me about the offense that they run. Is it spread?
Their offense is a spread. It corresponds with Dura, so I'll fit in easily.
Right. So that actually is good for you. You have a good fit there, and play into your decision going there?
Yes, it had a big impact.
Well, the spread offense is just huge nowadays. I'm not a big fan of spread offense. I like more two backs in the backfield. When was the last time, that's a quick question, that you actually took a snap from under center?
It was actually our rivalry game.
Is
Allen.
That right?
Yep.
Against Allen, they put you under center because usually spread guys are in the shotgun all the time, right?
Yeah. We were under center a lot that game, actually.
Okay, tell me quickly before we go here, what are you going to take away from Deer? If it's a special school, okay, it's got a lot of tradition, a lot of history. You've obviously had a good time there. What are you going to take away from Deer as a Husky, as they say, down in Allentown?
I'm going to take away a lot because I was at the school a lot for practices and other sports as well. And when we were even having off days, we'd still practice at the school.
There you go. And you were a wrestler as well, right?
Yes, I was.
Q, thanks so much. Good luck when you get to college. And good luck. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Chris, it's been a great time out here on getting back to you.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. Great job with all your interviews down there at the patio at the other end of the Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. We'll have our final segment talking All-Star football coming up in just a moment. But as we head to our final break of the evening, time for our timeout feature. And Mitch Walding has been one of the Lehigh Valley's hottest hitters in the Phillies' AAA system over the first 2 months of the year, coming off an ankle injury this past week. We had a chance to talk with Walding about his return to the lineup and also about his favorite movie characters, Big Movie, this weekend.
You know, kind of his first game back in a couple of days, you know, getting more than one AB. No, it felt good. It was nice to, you know, kind of get two walks early, you know, see a lot of pitches and then kind of take them, you know, into my other AB. So, no, it was good. Good night. And seemed like everyone was, you know, feeling pretty good at the plate. It's just kind of being, you know, staying even keel. You know, it's not, you know, I think there hasn't been a huge high and a huge low. You know, that's what, you know, kind of how you want to play, just trying to be consistent every day. And that's all you can really ask for. And so, you know, that's kind of been my goal, is your consistency on both sides of the ball, hitting and defense. And, you know, just looking forward to continuing that. As a defender, I like it on certain guys in certain positions. Sometimes I think, you know, certain people can get a little carried away with it. Certain teams, I guess you could say. You know, four-man outfield, that's a little unconventional. But, you know, if, you know, if they guys aren't learning how to beat it and, you know, they continue to hit into it, then, you know, it works. So, but I think as, you know, you go higher up, especially in the big league level, you know, there's guys that can, you know, make the adjustment eventually to, you know, start beating it. But, you know, I think it's to every player. You know, these guys have all the analytical stuff when it comes to positioning and where they're hitting the ball. So, I mean, they know better than I do. But, yeah, no, so it's different for sure. It's one of those things we've practiced it during spring training. You know, they put us doing double play balls and in the shifts versus, you know, shift lefty, shift righty, all that stuff. So it's something, you know, you get used to. It's not that big deal.
One of the local papers, they had you're a big Han Solo fan. So are you going to see, was that correct?
Yeah, it was just the way I wanted to see the movie. Favorite Star Wars characters. Yeah, no, I'll be seeing it. I don't know if we'll get to Friday, but hopefully when next time we have a day game or something, I'll go out and check it out. No, I am excited to see it.
Final segment of our RCN Sports Talk show, presented by The Morning Call, talking high school football, joined once again by Kevin Ronalds and Tom McCarroll from Palisades and Lehigh, and their head football coaches, and also the head coaches of next month's Lehigh Valley All-Star Game. Miguel Hernandez from Caddy and Mike Hilary is joining us. And, Mike and Miguel, I want to ask you about your college choices. Two great colleges. You're going to Northampton Community College, Miguel, and then going to my alma mater, Temple University, looking to walk on there. And, Mike, we couldn't let you down at the other end with Mike Joseph because you're going to Bucknell.